Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Get it. The Bird Show.
How are you today, Christy?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Look at that smile. That's like the Oprah smile right there.
I know. Thank you.
It's like if you walk out of the Oprah studios and you don't have that smile, they make you come back in for a second show.
No, you guys made me smile. Y'all are so sweet and kind to have me on here. This is just amazing.
Thank you. This could be one of those days and one of those projects. I think we've proven over the last couple of years that when the Bird Show community comes together, it is a powerful rolling force.
It is. I've got goosebumps. This is awesome.
She shows up to Oprah the other day, and you sort of kind of like, you sniffed out something was going on, but you didn't know exactly what she was going to ask you guys to do, right?
We had no idea. No clue at all. I had written a story into Oprah. It said Atlanta, Baltimore, Los Angeles. What would you do if you could give an act of kindness? Do you know someone in need? How would you perform this? And I have always wanted to own my own children's shelter where kids could come and have a warm bed, hot meals, you know, love and everything they need. Mm-hmm. I wrote the story in. They called me within 3 hours and said, would you like to come on the show? And you know, just to be part of the audience and take Oprah's challenge. And I said, well, what's the challenge? They said, you don't need to know that. Can you come? I was like, sure. Uh-huh. Can I, you know, you can bring one person. So I chose my sister, Casey. And there we went. Our husbands were just awesome about getting us tickets and getting all the information for us. And there we went.
So you fly into Chicago. You kind of know sort of where you're heading with all this. You show up to the studios. How long did you have to wait in line before you got into the studio?
30 minutes.
Yeah.
30 minutes. It's cold. I try to get everybody in really quickly.
Okay.
I mean, because the wind's blowing. And once we got in there, we're still in a holding pattern. They put us in the little studio. We can watch older episodes of Oprah. And then they bring us into the studio. We had Cory Booker on there. I'm part of it. But you know, they had Cory Booker and they had a couple that overcame change and, you know, in their lives saying, you can make change. You can have hope. And then she announced her challenge and said, are you guys up for it? And the challenge is pay it forward.
Yeah, let's play that clip from Oprah yesterday. This is exactly what Christy's talking about. She flies into Chicago and has no idea what the challenge is until Oprah, in the very last couple of minutes of the show, tells her exactly what she's going to be doing.
Everyone here today is getting the chance to do something really extraordinary for others. You will each go home with $1,000. And that money, here's the challenge. For that money, this is what you're going to do. You're going to open your hearts. You're going to be really creative. And you're going to spend it all at once on one stranger or spend a dollar on every person. It doesn't matter to me. There is so much you can do with this challenge.
So that was Oprah's challenge slash gift yesterday. And it was such a quintessential Oprah show yesterday in that she was really kind of teaching that you can make change. Anybody can make change. You just got to take the first step and do it. And for her, that first step was giving everybody in the audience $1,000, which you think is going to go a really long way. And maybe in some cases it can, in other cases it can't. So what did you decide to do with your $1,000?
Casey and I decided we would adopt my sister's house. And my sister's house is a shelter here in the Atlanta area, but it's not just a shelter. It is a place where women can learn how to address the issues behind and put homelessness behind them, take care of their children. They develop emotionally, spiritually. And it's just an amazing place. There are 264 women and children in the shelter and the long-term recovery plan. So we can touch a lot of their needs, but we can't touch, you know, it's going to take a lot of money. It's going to take a lot of donations. It's going to take the public really getting behind this and paying it forward.
Now, there are 5,000 different organizations in Atlanta that you could have tried to help out. Why My Sister's House?
Children.
Yeah.
Because I've always wanted the children's shelter. So we said, okay, you know, these ladies and these children need our help. And they were so excited when we called My Sister's House. They were like, oh my gosh, you're going to help us? I mean, they were just so enthusiastic and they have been so helpful. What do you need? What do you need? How can we help you? What can we do? And we're like, you know, this is where we're supposed to be.
I want to bring David in here from My Sister's House because I think that when you look at a place like My Sister's House, and I think we've all heard the name before, you just imagine that there's so many donation dollars and that there are warehouses and warehouses of materials that you guys can use throughout the year. And I think Christy was probably a little bit surprised by how much you guys could use the help.
Oh, probably so. I mean, people think that, oh, you know, it's Thanksgiving time. People are giving food. They're giving the money because it's Thanksgiving time. It's, you know, almost Christmas time. Not quite, I know. But, you know, people forget about the fact that, you know, the women and the children, they're out there on the streets or they need the help year-round, 24/7. And it's not just the money to pay for the programs. It's things like diapers and toilet paper. When you put 260 women in a building, think about how much toilet paper you're using.
Right.
I mean, so things like that, it's always going through. And so we always need the help. And My Sister's House, just we get everything from our donors. We rely on our donors to keep us going.
Now, are you in that building with 260 women?
No, I work over at one of My Sister's House is part of a larger organization called Atlanta Union Mission.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we have 6 centers throughout the city that help men, women, and children, you know, in all the different stages of homelessness.
Give me more of a scene on what My Sister's House is. Like, it's not just a place to go and crash for 7 years. You guys are literally, like, rehabilitated and trying to get everybody back on their feet.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We've got a shelter, you know, because sometimes the ladies, they just need that place. I need a bed. I need a hot meal. I need some clean clothes. Something to take a step back and say, okay, what's the next step in my life? But for a lot of them, there's other things that are going on, addiction, abuse, lack of education that keeps them out of independent living.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got a program, it's like 6 months that they can go in and they can take these classes on the search for significance. They can learn how to raise their kids in the right way, and they can take some spiritual enrichment courses and all these things that help them address why can I not live on my own. And so instead of just saying, here's a little Band-Aid, it's saying, we're teaching you how to do it yourself.
When was it founded? When did My Sister's House start?
My Sister's House started back in the 60s. So we're one of the oldest women and children's shelters in the city. And the largest one's still running today. So.
And is it a hidden place? Because I know a lot of women's shelters, you're not allowed to give out the address of where it is.
It is. We keep it secure because there are a lot of women kind of fleeing from abuse. But we can tell you it's in kind of the, quote, West Midtown area.
Okay.
So
Christy, I'm curious, when you called up to My Sister's House and you said, look, I want to give you $1,000, were you pleasantly surprised by how far that $1,000 was going to go? Or were you like, oh boy, they're going to need more than just my $1,000?
I was really surprised. No, I mean, I knew that they gave me a list. And it's not, you know, the list is huge. There's 2 pages of a list of their needs. And so I knew that we were going to have to, you know, really get some help from other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, Color Chrome Atlanta has given us $1,000. Pottery Barn Kids has given us $7,000 worth of merchandise.
Wow, that's great.
So we're really, you know, touching people and hoping that they will help us pay it forward and really help these children and women.
I'm taking a look at this list here. I mean, and we're talking about, like you said, almost 2 pages of needs, from Kleenex to backpacks to sheet protectors to crayons, floppy disk scissors, index cards, sippy cups, feeding bowls, spoons, hand soap, diaper bags. The list just goes on and on and on and on. So, I mean, it's a lot of items, and it starts to add up very, very quickly. And if you just look at $1,000 here, I mean, you can't cover what's on the list.
No, you can't.
You absolutely can't. So we got your email yesterday, and we all kind of sat down and tried to figure out exactly how we could help and what we could do. And this is a major, major, major project. We have exactly 3 days to put together a whole bunch of items and a whole bunch of contributions. For what reason, Christy? Why do we have to get this done by Friday?
We are having a huge, huge party for these kids on Friday night at the shelter at My Sister's House. We are going to go down there and present them with all these things and hopefully see a big smile on all their faces as well. So we're under a huge crunch time limit.
All right. So, I mean, we're just a few days away. Normally when we do stuff like that, We can tell you guys about it for days and weeks and talk about it every 20 minutes or so, and I could schedule that out to where I know everybody listening is going to hear it at one point or another. We don't have that kind of time this time.
This was part of Oprah's challenge, the time limit. You have 1 week to get it done. So that's part of, not only do you have $1,000, but you got a week.
Well, she's
what
crafty, isn't
do?
She?
She is crafty.
She's a little wily one, Oprah.
She's trying to prove to you that you can make change in such a short time.
If you put your heart and your mind to it, you can do anything. So that's why she's given us this huge challenge.
So that's why we turned to Kroger. I mean, you can't go 100 yards in Atlanta without seeing another Kroger. Right. We had to get somebody involved with your challenge that could represent and cover a lot of area very, very quickly. And that's where I turn it on over to Ted at Kroger.
Well, thanks, Bert. And Christy, congratulations being part of that show and what you're doing. It's admirable. And we want to help. And what we've got at Kroger, as Bert mentioned, is a lot of stores, a lot of great associates. Our people are great at Kroger, and we've got a lot of customers. And what we're going to do for the next 2.5 days, starting tomorrow morning on Wednesday, November 1st, we're going to allow our customers to round up for your cause when they pay for their products at the check cash register or make an absolute donation. They'll be able to engage with each and every cash register or cashier in the metro area and make a donation on behalf of your cause. We'll round this money up all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, and most of the day Friday to allow you to have the total that we'll be able to bring forth. So we're going to be able to magnify the power of approximately 1 million shoppers over those 3 days to engage them in your cause.
Thank you so much. This is awesome. This is really, really amazing. You guys are so sweet. Thank you. I mean,
you're welcome.
I got tears in my eyes now just talking about it. This is great.
So, Ted, my question is, if I'm going to shop at Kroger today and checking out with all of my groceries, do I just say to the cashier, I'd like to make a donation to my sister's house?
Well, Tracy, what we'll do is we'll actually start this tomorrow morning on Wednesday. We'll be spending most of the day today notifying all 15,000 cashiers throughout the metro area of how this works. So we've got to, as Bert mentioned, we're pulling this rather quickly, so we got a lot of communication to do, but we'll start it tomorrow, Wednesday, November 1st, and we'll do it all day Wednesday and Thursday, and yes, you just will engage with your cashier. They'll have the instructions of how to accept your donation amount, and then we'll have those funds available for the presentation on this Friday.
And I want to be absolutely clear on this. This isn't some kind of Kroger promotion that you have to go in and buy something.
Absolutely.
And
not.
In order to give your donation, you round up. If you're going to Kroger, and I think the statistic that you ran by me yesterday.
134 stores, 1 million customers. So 25% of the city of Atlanta will be in a Kroger in the next 2.5 days.
I mean, absolutely.
So you go to Kroger, you're probably going to go anyway over the next couple of days. You round up on your purchase, or you just go in and you ask one of the cashiers, where can I donate for my sister's house, and we will collect over the next 48 hours. Don't go today. Don't go today. It starts tomorrow morning, right?
That's correct.
It'll start tomorrow morning, and then who knows? It's so hard to say or predict how much money can be raised over the next couple of days, but I think this is Oprah's point also, is just that you just don't know the kind of change you can make in a very, very, very short amount of time.
Absolutely.
At this point, we don't know. But if the Burt Show community kind of all goes to Kroger over the next 2 days, then we can make sure that my sister's house is taken care of for a very, very, very long time.
You said it best. It's a grassroots effort. We got to get the community talking.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this also, because I know there are going to be people that are going to want to donate clothing and stuff like that. Will you have boxes there for those kind of donations? Are we strictly talking monetary donations?
We're strictly talking monetary donation because of logistics and on the short time to be able to convert those donations into delivery to the center.
Okay,
so
great.
So we are taking monetary donations for these next 2.5 days.
All right. So again, when you go to Kroger, not today, starting tomorrow, every time you round up on your purchase or you just go in and you donate, it is going to, I would say, probably 50 or 60 different items that my sister's house really needs. And all of these items are going to be up on our website at allthehitsq100.com. And as we said before, also, the one problem that we kind of looked at and said, we might have a problem in that people only listen like 20, 30 minutes at a time. So if we don't continuously get the word out over the next 24 or 48 hours, we may miss a lot of Burt Show listeners. What we're going to do is we're going to tenfold that $1,000 that Oprah gave you, and we are going to turn around. We are going to have you cut a 60-second commercial and we are going to give you that money in advertising to run a commercial on Q100 all day long today, talking about
and
Kroger.
Tomorrow and Thursday.
All 3 days, talking about the fundraiser and all the money going to my sister's house.
That is awesome.
Okay,
thank
so that's at least
so
$10,000 of advertising.
Oh my God.
Here's what we're going to do. We are going to link on over to my sister's house also.
Okay.
And if you have donations like this, you could bring that stuff directly on down, correct?
Correct.
But we are strictly working with monetary donations over the next couple of days at Kroger.
Right. And now, in my sister's house website, will explain how to donate those items. Okay. So, yeah, just go to the website if you want to do anything other than money.
Get it? The Bird Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
We just had absolutely really no advice for this call that we took on Friday at all.
Yeah, her name is Jessica, and she called up to say, you know what, my best friend, her husband is cheating, and my friend knows it. The wife knows the husband's cheating, but she really doesn't want to, like, know about it. She doesn't want to have the conversation with him about it. And apparently, the husband had approached the wife to say, look, we need to talk. And so that's why the wife called Jessica for advice, because she's like, you know what, if he's wanting to talk to confess his affairs, I don't want to know about it. I don't want to have the conversation. So how do I avoid this conversation with my husband? And that's why Jessica came to us on how does a woman who knows her husband's cheating keep him from confessing it?
Good morning, Jessica.
Hi there. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you today?
I'm okay.
All right. I'm a little confused as to what the entire situation is. Are you the friend of the woman who has the cheating husband? Or are you the wife of the guy that is cheating?
Oh, no. No, no, no. I'm her friend.
Your
best friend.
Okay. Do tell, what's going on.
Okay. I'm a little confused, too. But my best friend called me last night, and she said she needed some advice. And, you know, I'm dumbfounded. And I told my husband about it, and he's dumbfounded, too. But basically, this is the situation. Now, she lives out of town, so she's not, you know, she can't possibly hear this conversation that we're having right now.
What are we going to call her?
I'm sorry?
Do you want to give her a different name?
Oh, I'll skip her name. That's fine.
Eventually, we're going to have to name her something.
Yeah, we have to have a fake name.
We will call her Delilah.
Delilah.
All right, Delilah.
Okay.
And her husband, Samson, is messing around?
Yeah.
The story
of
Samson.
She's been having an affair, and it's been going on like 2 or 3 years.
How do you know this?
Well, she knows it. She just knows it, you know? And she's told me, but he doesn't know that she knows.
Okay, let's back up just a mini step.
Yeah.
It's been going on for a while. She knows. Is this a feeling she has? Has she seen texts? Has she heard phone calls?
No, she hasn't heard phone calls, but she'll smell perfume on him. He's gone out of town, kind of, and he says it's for work, and it's not, it's a little bit mysterious. And I believe she did find some text messages.
Okay.
So, I mean, she's pretty sure. I mean, actually, she's very sure that he's been having this affair, but she's fine with it. And that's the thing that just I can't understand. But she's fine with it. She's fine just to let him do what he does. And, you know, she feels like he makes good money and he takes care of the kids and takes care of her really well. And she's happy with her life the way it is. And she doesn't want to, you know, cause any problems, and she doesn't want to address this issue. So anyway, however, he has been out of town last week, and he called her and said, honey, I love you, and I have something I want to talk about. And she's been really nervous. She called me, and she's really nervous that he's going to, you know, confess, because she feels like that if he confesses, that she has to actually do something about this affair. She has to address this issue, and some kind of action has to be taken, and she just wants to live in ignorance.
Wow.
If you can believe that. Yeah.
We've heard this kind of thing before, you know?
Really?
Yeah, where women would say, I would just rather not know.
Okay.
I don't know that we've ever talked to anybody that knows for sure.
Right.
And just doesn't want to deal with it. Because
right.
Now, she's happy in this arrangement?
She is. She's happy in her marriage. She likes the way, you know, the kind of relationship they have.
Is he wealthy?
He makes good money, yeah.
So everything else.
If he's broke, she's like, hey, why are you cheating on me?
Right. He's a good dad. I mean, he seems to be there for the kids and all, so she's happy with that.
Right.
And the relationship itself outside the infidelity seems to be working okay for them.
Exactly.
So she's like, let's not rock the boat. I already know you're having sex with somebody else. But if he brings it up, then it's going to change everything.
Right.
Wow.
Right. Well, exactly.
Do you think that he's going to be, I mean, I don't know. I know that this is your best friend, but I don't know how well you know her husband. But do you think that he is going to tell her that he's having an affair and he's in love with someone else?
I think that might be her fear. And I think, too, that he might, you know, he might even say that he wants to be with this other person.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's a huge part of her fear. She doesn't want to lose him.
So either way, this weekend, when he comes back, it's going to be a defining point, at least she thinks, of the relationship. Either he's taken off or he's going to confess to this thing that she doesn't even want to know about. And either way, the relationship is different.
Exactly. And she asked me, you know, how do I avoid this conversation? You know, how do I let him have his cake and eat it too? And I have no idea what to say to that. And so I'm wondering what you guys think.
What does your husband say? I'm curious, because you said you talked to him about it, and he's pretty dumbfounded too.
Well, he doesn't know what kind of advice to give her, but he's amazed at this woman. I think secretly he's like, wow, she's cool, you know. But yeah, we don't know what to tell her.
I bet once this whole thing passes over, it's totally unrelated, but once this whole thing is done and you've given her the advice and everything's happened, I bet your husband starts to discourage your friendship with her.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know how cool I would be with Jessica hanging out with someone who, well, no, okay, I take that back, because I was thinking that she was the one cheating, but she's not. So, never mind. I take that back. But, like, if she was the one doing the blatantly cheating is what I was thinking, that'd be a problem. But, he doesn't care. He'll hang out with her and hope for a threesome.
Let's go ahead and assume that the conversation is not, I want to leave you for this other woman. And let's go ahead and assume that the conversation is supposed to be, I just want you to know that I've been seeing this other woman and I feel awful about it.
Mm-hmm.
So the advice that we're looking for, let me ask you this, is it how does she avoid the conversation, or how does she stop it before it starts?
Well, that's what she asked me, but I think, you know, I don't know if she can avoid this conversation. I mean, I don't think she knows what to say to him if he does confess.
404-741-1005. I've got nothing.
I don't think she can. I don't think she can, especially if he wants to confess to say, I'm in love with this other person, I want to be with them. Then she's not going to be able to avoid it. Because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, usually if a man's going to go to this level, if that's what he wants to talk to her about, number one, but if he goes to this level, he's wanting to take action of some kind. Like, is it just a guilt thing, or is it that he's been pushed to the point where he has to say something because he wants to do something different?
Haven't we seen this play out in movies and television also where, and I know I've seen this in a movie before, it was an old school movie called Cousins with Ted Danson, where the woman in this movie knows that her husband is messing around. She knows it. And says to him straight off the bat, as he's going to confess, don't say anything here that's going to change our relationship. Don't say anything at all right now that's going to change our relationship. And doesn't ever really say, I know what's going on, mm-hmm. but just says, keep your secrets to yourself and we're going to be fine.
Wow.
I don't know if that's a conversation you can that she can have.
Well, like Melissa said, if he wants to change something about their relationship, if he wants to do something different with this other woman, then he will force that conversation to happen regardless. But if he's just trying to confess, then you may be right. Maybe she just says, don't tell me anything. I love you at face value of where we are right now, and I don't want anything to change.
You have stumped the Burt Show community. Very few calls coming in. Nobody really knows how to handle it.
Well, I don't know. It's hard for us to encourage honesty and then try to discourage honesty. I just don't. I think that's the movies. I mean, I really think that's the movies. Yeah. I really think that, you know, we've talked to, unfortunately, so many people who have been in situations of infidelity where if a guy's getting away with it, then why is he going to change what's going on unless, like I said, he wants to be with that other person?
Unless the guilt has just overcome him to the point where he feels the need to whatever. Or what if he has broken it off with the other person and now feel like, what if he's had one of these second, you know, the coming, like the, what is it called? The, like, he had a come to Jesus talk with himself.
An epiphany.
Yes. And he broke it off with the other person. Now he's going to confess to his wife and then.
Unless the mistress has threatened to tell her if he doesn't.
Mm.
This is a good one. This is a tough one. Morning,
Q100. Good morning.
Good morning.
He is so leaving her.
You think so?
He is leaving her.
Yeah. What? He's not going to feel guilty after 2 or 3 years.
Right.
All of a sudden, he's going to feel guilty. No, he's leaving her.
I tend to agree with that, too. It seems like that's the whole reason behind him wanting to have this conversation.
You're kind of on your own on this one. I don't even know what to tell her. Mm-hmm. But we do want to check back with you on Monday, find out what the conversation was all about.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Sorry we couldn't be more helpful. At least maybe we gave you a couple of things to listen over. I don't know.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, Jessica.
Hi there.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks.
All right, so why don't you take it from the end of the show on Friday. Did you have any conversations with your best friend at all before the conversation that was supposed to happen?
Yeah, we talked briefly, and, you know, she was still a little nervous about it, but, you know, she told me that she thought she was just going to try to have whatever conversation he wanted to have, that she was going to, you know, show up for it. That's what she decided. And they did have a conversation. And, you know, it turns out that he didn't confess.
Oh, really?
No, he was actually, he had good news. He was given an opportunity at work. It was a promotion. And, better money, but they have to relocate to Houston, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And she's actually happy about this situation. You know, better money is always good, and the relocation's fine. But also, in relocating, that there won't be, you know, this other woman.
That sucks.
So kind of all solved itself.
Okay. Works out all right. I wonder if the, like, prevailing attitude, though, is if he found somebody in Atlanta when they moved to Houston, I wonder if he's just going to find somebody in Houston.
I hope not, but we'll see.
Wow. So she didn't do a preemptive look. Whatever you're going to say to me right now, if it's going to change the course of our relationship, just don't say it.
She didn't. She took it like a man, like an adult. You know, she changed her mind. You know, she listened, and that's what he had to say. So it all worked out in her favor.
Wow.
The hours leading up to this conversation. I mean, because it was built up in her mind that this is it. This is going to be a defining point in our relationship.
Instant IBS.
Yes.
Totally. So she must have been so relieved. He could have said anything other than the cheating thing, and she'd have been so relieved.
Right.
And it turns out okay. What were you going to say, Jen?
Nothing. I'm surprised that it all worked out so easily. I wonder if the other woman will move to Houston, too, because I have heard of that happening. That not only he moves the wife, but he moves the mistress too.
Really?
Well, Jessica, do you think you talked about last week how it's been going on for a couple of years. Do you think it's been going on for a couple of years with the same woman, or do you think he's been a serial cheater?
You know, my friend thinks that it's been the same woman, but we don't know. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because she doesn't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
If she wanted to find out, she could hire the private investigator and, you know, have the whole mystery solved. But she doesn't want to know.
No, she doesn't want to know the details, of course.
Comfortably numb is nice. Yeah.
At one point, was she upset by the affair, or has she always just kind of embraced it?
You know, I think she's just been in denial, and she works really hard at staying in denial, so it's never really had the opportunity to upset her. You know, it's never really, she's never really woken up to it. You know, that seems to be the situation.
So she doesn't care, like I know a lot of women would say, you know what, I could get over the sex of it, but if it's a relationship and he's in love with her, I could never, ever, ever deal with that. She doesn't care.
She doesn't care. It doesn't seem to be interfering with their situation, with their relationship. And, you know, she wants to keep things the way they are. And she thought that things could stay the way they are, and apparently they can. So.
Are they still having sex together?
As far as I know, yeah.
Oh. What?
I just thought that was a funny sentence. So are they still having sex together, or are they just doing it separately now?
I just wonder, because that, you know, I mean, if he's having unprotected sex with someone else and then coming home and having unprotected sex with his wife, dangerous.
The mentality, the whole thing, it just seems so unbelievable to me. I can understand, like, wanting to keep the family together. So I'm just, you know, rather than have to go through the hassle of the divorce and choose, I mean, she's happy in the relationship with the kids, actually happy in the relationship with dad, so long as she just, it's not public.
I couldn't do it because all I needed was that seed, and it'd be this thorn that I couldn't move enough to get out of my side. And I'd have, yeah, no, I'm not the type of person that can just ignore it and live with, you know, ignorance.
And suppress it in every argument, because you know it's like always on the top of, you know, just ready to come out to be able to put that away. All right, so another ruined bit because everything worked out okay. Congratulations. Great. That's really actually pretty awesome.
Yeah. Thanks.
I mean, bad that she's going to be moving to Houston. You won't have your best friend around, but at least her whole world isn't totally and completely rocked now.
Right.
Next time you bring some to the radio, can you be sure it crashes and burns?
Yeah.
Sure.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August is finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.